This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police in Southern California on Sunday launched a manhunt for an Asian male suspected in a mass shooting that left 10 people dead and 10 others wounded at a dance club during Lunar New Year celebrations, police said Sunday.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene and remains outstanding as of this moment. Our very preliminary description has been described as a male Asian, and that's from the scene here in Monterey Park.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the gunman opened fire as the local community celebrated Lunar New Year at the venue in Monterey Park, with witnesses saying he shot indiscriminately with a semi-automatic weapon. People across China are ringing in the Lunar New Year with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples after the government lifted its strict zero COVID policy. It's the biggest celebration since the pandemic began 3 years ago. With the easing of most COVID-19 restrictions that had confined millions to their homes, people could finally make their first trip back to their hometowns to reunite with families. Larger public events also returned. 13 people were killed when a residential building collapsed in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo on Sunday, and rescue workers were searching for people believed still buried under the rubble, state media said. The five-story building in Syria's second-largest city collapsed due to water leakages that weakened its foundation. Government officials were quoted as saying by state media it is one of the many buildings to collapse in recent years in Aleppo, which bore the brunt of intensive Russian and Syrian aerial bombing. This is VOA News. At least five civilians were killed and 16 injured when Islamist fighters set off a bomb, then stormed a government building in Somalia's capital on Sunday, the Ministry of Information said. Attackers from the Al-Shabaab group charged into the block that houses the office of Mogadishu's mayor and got caught in a firefight with security forces, the ministry and witnesses said. Security killed six of the militants, the ministry said on its Facebook page. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Kyiv on a surprise trip on Sunday, meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky and pledging that Britain would, quote, stick by Ukraine as long as it takes.
How are you? Very, very good. Very, very good. Great to see you. It's an absolute honor to be here again.
You're too kind
and you're too generous to spend time on a Sunday. Thanks. Nice to see you again. Oh my God, you're all here.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni and several ministers arrived in Algeria on Sunday, state media reported, ahead of meetings with top officials in the gas exporting giant. Algeria's Prime Minister welcomed Meloni at Algiers' main airport at the start of a friendly working visit, his office said. She is the latest in a steady stream of European officials to visit since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Pope Francis on Sunday called for an end to violence in Peru, which has been rocked by anti-government demonstrations that have killed nearly 50 people in the past few weeks. He said, "No to violence, regardless of where it originates. No more deaths," the Argentine Pope said in Spanish at his weekly address to thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican's envoy to Kinshasa said Pope Francis's visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo will remind the world not to ignore decades-long conflicts that have beset the mineral-rich nation and wrecked the lives of millions. Francis is expected to visit Congo from January 31st to February 3rd, the first visit of a pope since 1985. Major preparations have been underway in the vast country, home to the largest Roman Catholic community in Africa. Singer-songwriter Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of rock and roll icon Elvis Presley, has been laid to rest at the family's legendary Tennessee home, Graceland. Hundreds of fans and loved ones gathered Sunday for a public memorial service for Elvis's only child. Here's her mother, Priscilla.
Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all